Looking forward to watching him get on the field and execute our offense and lead our team to victory.
He seems to be a very happy-go-lucky individual. Like, he does, he lets things roll off his shoulders pretty well. Had some success in Tampa. What do you like from Josh, from what you've seen behind the scenes?
Yeah. I like that personality, which you just mentioned. I mean, a guy who doesn't get his feathers ruffled. He has a good demeanor about him. Guys kind of feed off of the way he handles situations. So looking forward to watching him lead.
We have Josh coming up on Vikings Game Plan very shortly, plus some film of the Minnesota Vikings game against Carolina. Speaking of the Vikings now taking on the Giants tomorrow night, the Giants ran it a little bit a couple of Thursdays ago with Brandon Jacobs. Yeah. What's that do for their offense overall?
Well, you know, they've had trouble with turnovers, in particular at the quarterback position. And what it does, it takes some of the pressure off of Eli. It allows him to hand the football off, get into some second and short, some third and short situations, and don't put it just on the quarterback. So it definitely helped them a week ago against Chicago.
And now our Ask Coach portion of the equation. We offer a question to head coach Leslie Frazier each and every week. You can submit yours at Vikings.com via the Media Vault. This one is from at Mauricio Marshos. Leslie, who plays in place of Harrison Smith, and how do you think that person will do?
Well, we have a young man from Rice University, Andrew Zendejo, who's going to replace Harrison. You know, Harrison has done a great job for us all season long, had a terrific rookie season, was on his way to having a Pro Bowl season here in his second year. But Andrew has shown in the time that he's been on the field that he's more than capable. We expect him to step in and do a good job. We also have Mistral Raymond, who has played sporadically this season because of injuries, but he's back healthy now, so we'll sprinkle him in there as well.
When you look at the Vikings' defense in closing here, Leslie, against the Giants' offense, what do you expect from your pass rush, your rushing four and dropping seven? Is this a good game for that?
I think it is. We want to be able to get more out of our front four. We're going to need it this week. They've taken some sacks. This is one of those weeks where we need to get some sacks with our front four.
Despite some negativity from the Carolina Panthers game, the Vikings did make some good plays. Let's take a peek at a couple.
Hey, Paul, let's take a look at one of the highlights from our game against Carolina. We struggled a little bit on offense, but this is one of those times where Kyle Rudolph really shows up in the red zone, does a great job. They're blitzing, bringing pressure off the edge. He makes a guy miss, breaks a tackle there, and then he's off to the races down the sideline. And, you know, Kyle has always been a factor for us in the red zone, and this is a perfect example of his ability to find a way to get open.
A career game for Kyle Rudolph with 97 yards.
Yeah, and, you know, there's more to come. I mean, just a terrific job by our offensive line picking up the stunt along with Toby. The ball gets delivered by Matt, and then Kyle does the rest. Nice move. Good block by Joe as well. Joe Webb does a terrific job of finishing the play. So you like to see that, you know, guys fighting and battling right down to the end. One of the other highlights from this ball game, Jeff Locke has been somewhat consistent as a punter in his first four games as an NFL player, but in his fifth game, he really stepped up, was much more consistent, and did a good job for us on kickoff as well. But here's an example where he gets great hang time. We have good protection up front, and our coverage against a real good returner in Ted Ginn was terrific all day long. Michael Monte does a good job of making the punt returner have to take a step, and you can see it from the end zone view. Great job by Jeff with the extension. The hang time allows our players to get under and cover, and now we do a great job with Harrison on leveraging the football. Larry Dean does a good job. There's Zendejo there being able to leverage the ball as well. He can't cut back because of what Cullen Loeffler does. So this is exactly what you want to see if you're covering punts. So just a great job, but it started with our punter, Jeff Locke, did a terrific job. You know, coming into this ball game, we felt like we needed to be able to stop the zone read. And Cam Newton has been very good at it up to this point. And Everson Griffin does a terrific job of coming off the edge and doing his assignment, you know, executing what his responsibility was. And that was to take the quarterback, not get fooled by the fake to the halfback, and taking the quarterback and ends up with a great play, a tackle for a loss, which was a great job by Everson. Terrific job all the way around.